This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Weary European Union leaders finally clenched an unprecedented $2.1 trillion budget and coronavirus recovery fund early Tuesday. They somehow found unity after 4 days and as many nights of fighting and wrangling over money and power in one of their longest summits ever. To confront the biggest recession in its history, the EU reached a consensus on a 750 billion euro coronavirus fund to be sent as loans and grants to the countries hit hardest by the virus. That comes on top of the seven-year €1 trillion EU budget. At first, the grants were to total 500 billion euros, but the figure was lowered to 390 billion euros. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging a big flare-up in COVID-19 cases, but divisions between the White House and Congress continue to threaten passage of a new federal aid package to deal with the pandemic. Republican congressional leaders met with Mr. Trump Monday at the White House as the virus worsens and aid is expiring. He says good things are happening, but the administration is stiffening its opposition to more testing money and interjecting other priorities that could complicate passage. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is prepared to roll out the $1 trillion package in a matter of days. The House has already passed a sweeping $3 trillion measure sponsored by Democrats. More than 609,000 people have now died from COVID-19 globally, approximately 141,000 in the United States and more than 80,000 in Brazil. The number of infections globally has surpassed 14.6 million, more than 3.8 million in the U.S., and more than 2.1 million in Brazil. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AstraZeneca's experimental COVID-19 vaccine has shown promise in its early-stage human trials. It was found to be safe and produced an immune response in clinical testing in healthy volunteers. Data showed on Monday with the strongest response seen in people who received two doses. The vaccine is part of a collaboration between AstraZeneca and scientists at Britain's University of Oxford. It did not prompt any serious side effects and elicited antibody and T-cell immune responses, according to trial results published by the Lancet Medical Journal. Director of the Jenner Institute at Oxford, Adrian Hill, hopes a million doses might be manufactured by September. That estimate might be underestimated, depending on how quickly late-stage trials can be completed. AstraZeneca is among the leading vaccine candidates against the pandemic alongside others in mid- and late-stage trials. They have signed agreements with governments around the world to supply the vaccine should it prove effective and gain regulatory approval. The U.S. state of Texas has surpassed 4,000 deaths as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, but officials in Houston say they've cautiously optimistic about recent trends following weeks of alarming surges at hospitals. State health officials reported more than 7,400 confirmed new cases on Monday, at least 62 new deaths. The virus continues taking a particularly hard toll along the Texas-Mexico border. Hidalgo County has reported more than 140 deaths over the past weekend. The county judge on Monday signed a shelter-at-home order. Houston's health authority says hospitalizations appear to be tapering off a bit, but urged residents to continue wearing a mask and avoid large gatherings. China is warning of consequences after Britain suspended its extradition treaty with Hong Kong in protest at a controversial new security law in the territory. London's decision threatened to put Sino-British ties under further strain days after the UK vowed to remove all Huawei 5G equipment from its networks and as British politicians criticized China for its treatment of ethnic minority groups. A statement on the website of the Chinese embassy in Britain criticized the suspension of the treaty and said the UK side has gone even further down the wrong road. Now, Britain's extradition treaty suspension comes after similar tough action against China by United States, Canada, and Australia. And the Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab confirmed the widely expected move in Parliament on Monday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.